Thank you so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, let's talk about making strong offers.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Bob and I have talked about the challenge market in different contexts in regards to the buyer's opportunities. Now that we've got a property identified, let's talk about the offer you're going to write. It's going to be quick. It's going to be confident. It's going to be clear. It's going to be appealing.
Because if you don't do that, you will become either second place, which is first loser, or some other loser down the road. The issue is, if the property has appeal, if the property is reasonably priced, a full price offer is not a problem, because what you're going to see is some people offering more than the asking price, trying to get in line to be first winner.
There are a lot of challenges in the market, and one of them is the other buyers out there. The other buyers are hungry, eager, and don't have enough options, so it is really a scary market to walk into and fall in love with a house, for example, for your family, and then realize you're competing for that house after you've fallen in love. What I would encourage you to do is make sure you strip that offer down to what's essential to get you through the due diligence, and also as quick a close with as much proceeds as you can get to the seller and feel good about that purchase.
The real problem is also, as you make your offer, the person that may be competing with you may have made three or four prior offers and not been in first place. Restated, they are now extremely hungry and extremely aggressive with the concern, whatever I tried to do before didn't work, and they come on really hard. So if you are not, if you're somewhat not committed and you want to offer a lower price just to see what's going to happen, let me just shorten the process for you and save you several days. Nothing's going to happen for you.
Thank you for saving that time for me.
Yes, exactly.
The highest and best opportunity is really the way you have to negotiate as a buyer in this marketplace to be successful. Clean, honest, wide open, and aggressive. Not foolish, aggressive. So look at the opportunity. If it is worth it to you, then you've really got to take counsel on this.
Absolutely. And it really, really, really helps doing business with a broker that is very familiar with the product that you're interested in, knows what's right and what's wrong as the thing goes down. If you're dealing with someone that's not familiar with the product line or not particularly good at real estate, good luck. That's all I can say.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.